This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yep, they stopped him again and again. Barry Switzer, first of all, good morning. Saturday morning from the fabulous, sensational Borgata, broadcasting live from the sports book here at the Borgata. They stopped him again. That play obviously was made by the Eagles. That play was made by maybe the dopiest, most useless head coach to ever win a Super Bowl, and that would be Barry Switzer. He ended up winning a Super Bowl, which is ridiculous. That just goes to show you, a lot of times, it doesn't matter. If you have really good players, and they had Jimmy Johnson's players, if you have really good players, you can win, regardless if the head coach is a dope. Mike McCarthy won one Super Bowl, but he had Aaron Rodgers. The problem with Mike McCarthy, that idiots, it's the head coach of the Cowboys. Eagles fans ought to be happy about that. That he had Aaron Rodgers and only won one Super Bowl, which is amazing. Aaron Rodgers for years, I think he was better than Tom Brady for years in the NFL. But this is the week. It's the first week of two that we have in Philadelphia, Eagles-Dallas week. These fans that think it's going to be a blowout, I'd be shocked if it's a blowout. I think the Eagles could win, but I think it's going to be a tough game. I do think it's going to be a tough game. So, but that's all right. I mean, it's just, if you want to believe it's going to be a blowout, and I can understand. The thing that I really kind of really find hard to believe is that there's so many Dallas fans in this area that probably don't even know where Dallas is in the United States of America. That's how stupid they are. And they are stupid people. Stupid people say stupid things. You can't help stupid because you can't teach stupid because they're stupid. So that's really what it comes down to. But it is amazing that there's that many Dallas fans, vocal Dallas fans. You can be a closet Dallas fan, but when you're as vocal as they are and they have no clue where Dallas is in the United States of America, never have set foot near Dallas, it is amazing. And they'll hang on when the Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl this year. They'll talk about the championship in Dallas with the Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers are a likable team. Likable team because they've got good players. They've got one of the best managers in baseball. I mean, Bruce Bochy is, everybody anoints people for the Hall of Fame. He is a Hall of Famer. He won world championships with San Francisco. He's now won one with Texas. They hadn't won one in 40 years. But they're a likable team. But they don't hang on to, they had a parade yesterday. So Dallas Cowboy fans will kind of hang on to that. Oh, we had a parade. Yeah, great. You'll never have a parade. And most of the Dallas fans that call up don't even remember when the Cowboys won a Super Bowl because they won it so long ago. David Akers was the best at the draft. What was it, the 2018 draft, I think it was? He killed those people because the draft was in Dallas. But anyway, we'll talk about that game today. Really, it's, I mean, the coaches, or let's put it this way, the head coach, and I think the other coaches that speak during the week, the coordinators, try to downplay the fact that it really is another game, but it isn't another game to the fans. It's just something about Dallas, and it's been going on for years because they were falsely anointed America's team. That was the problem. And for whatever reason, they were always, I think Roger Staubach created that because he was a likable guy, and, you know, went to school at the Naval Academy, very likable. To this day, he's a likable guy. He's a very terrific person. But they're not like, I mean, Troy Aikman's not a bad guy. Tony Romo is kind of a, I don't even know how to describe Tony Romo. He can be a nice guy, but he's just such a Dallas Cowboy. Without being on the Dallas Cowboys, nobody would know who Tony Romo is today. So I guess he owes the Dallas Cowboys that. Never won anything with them, as Dak Prescott will never do. Will never win anything with them. But what does this game, why is it so big for Eagles fans? Why is it like they're, this game comes along, the other games are always big. People set up their Sundays or their Mondays or their Thursdays, or, you know, there was one Thursday game already this year, and they can flex a Thursday night game, but I don't think they'll do it based on what I see from the schedule. But just people wait for that 1 week. What are they going to do for the next 2 weeks after this game? There's no game. Now, the Kansas City, well, actually, it's a little over 2 weeks because it's a Monday night game. But what is it about this game that gets Eagles fans so, and actually you could say Cowboys fans, so crazy? It in sports, I don't know if it's the best rivalry in sports because there's a lot of rivalries, but it's a pretty good one. It's up there, no worse than the top three. I'm trying to think what the top rivalry in sports would be. But Eagles-Cowboys has to be in the top three. You know, our question today deals with the rivalry, so to win the $100 gift certificate from McGurk's. So we'll talk about that today. We will also talk about, and, you know, it is Cowboys week, so that really should be most of the discussion, probably will be most of the discussion. James Harden, how much do you despise that guy? Despise him. What a loser. A bad guy, will never win a championship, never, ever, ever, ever. Never was a winner, never will be a winner. I mean, the comments he made, and we'll play them for you a little later in the show, that he made the first time he spoke when he was with the Clippers, are the most asinine, ridiculous, stupid, pathetic comments I've ever heard. And nobody rips the guy. None of the team doesn't rip him. Daryl Morey, who had a man crush on him. I still love that picture. I saw it again yesterday. Actually, I posted something yesterday on Twitter that went through the kind of a history of James Harden. And there he's hugging Daryl Morey as he gets off the plane, coming to his 97th team because he wanted to move. Always wants to go to a team, and then he always wants to leave a team. And he always gets what he wants, which is pathetic, too. That's the fault of the NBA. The NBA is such a bad product. I'll get into this in-season tournament, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's like it's part of the schedule. It's like an in-season tournament. For what? What do you win? Are they going to have two championships a year? It's all about money. And guys making $40 million a year, if they win, they get $500,000. I mean, they like $500,000, but when you're making $45, $50 million a year, does it make a difference? But anyway, we'll get into that. And one other thing I want to touch on. All these morons, idiots, and dopes. Oh, what a great trade by Daryl Morey. Great trade. What did he get? He got a draft pick that we can't even sniff. The guy's in sixth grade somewhere who's going to be drafted in 2028. I mean, it's a joke. It is a total joke. Oh, yeah, great trade. And he got a first-round pick from Oklahoma City, and that's not going to be that good a pick because they're going to be a good, they're a good team now, and they're going to be a better team. But that was not a good trade. It was, and he cleaned up the mess that he made. He created this problem. He wasted, what was it? Was James Harden here 2 years? Was it 2 years James Harden was here? They wasted 2 years, with a loser, a total loser, because Daryl Morey had a man crush. He could have had, and I know this for a fact, Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield only given up one first-round pick, which meant you could have traded Tobias Harris, which you've wanted to do now for a couple of years, but you didn't have a first-round pick you could trade until 2029. So it's just Daryl Morey is still a fraud, has always been a fraud, has never won anything running a basketball franchise, never won anything. It's a joke. What has he done to improve this basketball team? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh, what a great trade. Are you kidding me? And he had to clean up the mess that he made initially, and he made a total mess of this franchise. Wasted 2 years. All right, also today, Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40 to take a look at the weekend football. On our question today, and then I'll give you the number. To win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, terrific place. You go there. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. Guaranteed. Great place to watch games or just maybe have lunch or dinner because the food there is very, very good. Great food, great atmosphere, three locations, Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. So here's the question. It's pretty simple. Best Eagles Dallas moment. We've talked about it all week, and a lot of them have come up. I don't know. I still can't figure out what the best one is. And give me a reason why you think it's the best one. You know, you could always, there are moments, Eagles Dallas moments. But why you think it's a really good moment. All right, I'll give you the numbers. You already have them. I don't have to give them 965 times in one segment. And some people do. You know the number. And if you want to call, you'll call. You want to talk about it, you will. 215-592-9494. Before we take care of a few things, let's go to the phone. Charles, who's in New York. Charles, what's happening?
How you doing? Listen, I think you're the only one that said, like, this trade wasn't the best. I mean, you guys got Nicholas Batum. Robin Covington, he's been here twice already.
They got garbage. They got garbage for garbage. That's what it is.
But the thing is, though, James Harden is a 10-time All-Star. He is an MVP. He's probably one of the reasons why Embiid won MVP last year. He got two 40-point games in the playoffs last year. You guys could have got more for him. And
well, hold on. Whoa. Let me stop you right there. Okay, two 40-point games. In the other five games, do you know what his shooting percentage was from three?
I understand, but what was...
Do you know? Just take a guess.
I'm going to say 15%.
13%. Wow. He didn't show up. 240, wow. It's a seven-game series. He didn't show up. And Embiid didn't show up either. I mean, He's a really very, very, very talented player. He was not the MVP last year. It was Jokic. We saw Jokic again last night. He just keeps on keeping on.
Absolutely right.
But it was Jokic. But nonetheless, he's a terrific player, but he's not a winner. He's not a champion. He's not a leader. He's not what you need to win a championship. So he's got to have a leader around him. They have no leaders. But the reality is it was not a good trade, and you shouldn't got more for him. You should have just dumped him for a bag of basketballs. That's what you should have dumped him for, to waste all this time, you know, all this drama. It's a joke. It was a joke.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I love to hear you.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, what's happening?
Good morning, Howard. I just want to quickly chime in on, the talk I've heard all week about how Dallas has become just another opponent. They're just another game on the schedule. I couldn't disagree more. It's just not the case. I mean, and even just this season, they're coming in here. They've got two losses. So if they were to win this game, they wouldn't be ahead of the Eagles. But I mean, you know, they'd have a road division win here, and we'd have the same number of losses as them. And their schedule is easier than ours going forward.
Well, here's the issue. Dallas has to be desperate. Because if they lose this game, they don't have a great chance to win the division. Even though I think the teams are going to split this year, Dallas and the Eagles. I think they'll split. But regardless, this one can kind of put them, separate things, because they didn't have two more losses than the Eagles. And then the Eagles would have a win. So it's a big game. It's a big game for both. For both teams, but it certainly is a really big game for Dallas.
Yeah, and so, you know, I don't think the rivalry has lessened at all. I mean, and people need to have know the perspective of, and I know you know it, Howard. We've only beaten the Cowboys once in the postseason in our history. They've beaten the Eagles three times.
So there's only four games. So
yeah, four games.
It's not a lot of history.
No, but they still have the upper hand in the overall all-time series. You know, they're up maybe 15 games on the Eagles, and that'll eventually even up. But the Dallas rivalry is just something that will never, to me, diminish, regardless of the record.
It's always going to be, even when Dallas sucked, and there was many years they sucked, and that's why, you know, the term cockroach, I created, and I had a reason for it. Now everybody uses it when they talk about Dallas fans. Cockroaches, when it's not sunny and it's gloomy, they dig themselves down in the dirt, and you don't see them, you never see them. But then when the sun comes out, here they come out of the muck and grime. That's what Cowboys fans are. When the Cowboys sucked, they were with the cockroaches, buried, and you never saw them or heard from them. But now that Dallas is a better team, now all of a sudden they show up. They're frauds, they're phonies, and they're losers. It's that simple. But that's why I named them cockroaches.
Yeah, look, I mean, Howard, you can't argue that the Dallas franchise has had a whole number of great Hall of Fame players over the years, and you mentioned probably the top one in Roger. But so it's always great beating the Cowboys, you know, because of that, especially when they have great players on the field, which they don't anymore. They don't have any great players.
They have good players. They don't have great players. And, yeah, and Micah Parsons, everybody's anointing him. To compare him to Lawrence Taylor is the most it's disgusting. He's not even close. The game's different. He can rush from everywhere. That's why he gets sacks. Lawrence Taylor did everything.
And you couldn't game plan around Lawrence Taylor. There was no way to do it. And so, you know, if you ran right at him, that didn't help you. So you're right. I'll give you my moment.
Okay.
Best Eagles Cowboy moment to me, nothing really comes close to it. When Wilbur busted off that 42-yard touchdown run early in the NFC title game, it just put a stamp on that game at one of the earliest moments. I remember being there. So to me, that's the number one moment. It's like once that play happened, you almost knew, like, the game was over. I mean, it was great. So,
all right, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Take care. I'm Howard Eskin on a Saturday before the Sunday, a Saturday before the Sunday of the first Eagles game of the season. Jerry Jones has kept himself kind of quiet, even though he talked a little bit about kicking ass. Didn't direct it quite at the Eagles yesterday when he was on the radio station in Dallas. Talked about kicking ass. Well, Jerry Jones is a nice man, but he's a loser too. He has ruined that franchise. Ruined that franchise. All right, you got the numbers. Oh, we got a Cowboys fan coming up. That's great. That's wonderful. They're coming out of the mud and the muck and the grime because they think their team is good. With Dak Prescott and with Jerry Jones running things, the Dallas Cowboys will never win a Super Bowl. And that's spelled for Dallas Cowboys fans because I know it's hard for them. It's five letters. NEVER. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, the fabulous, sensational Borgata. The sports book, beautiful place. Can look up. I don't even have to look on my phone for the lines of the games. They're all over the place on the screens here. It's all good. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:21, and if you are in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, casino business, then you're looking for a point of sale system that can truly make a difference. I got the one. PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top rated, I repeat that, top rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS, it's the best. It's not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money. So you can focus on what really matters, and obviously that's your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn, who does an absolutely sensational job with his team, will create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today. PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Cowboys with six defensive backs. Jaworski gives off inside. Running from Montgomery on the right side. Look out! He's down! Touchdown!
that was the Wilbert Montgomery run. That's what the caller brought up. There are so many really good moments, and we'll go through it. We'll play some more of them throughout the show, and people will come up with them. What they think is the best moment and why in Eagles Dallas history. Al, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How you doing today?
Never had a bad day in my life, Al.
Yeah. I agree with you with Daryl Morey all the way. He's a fraud.
He is a fraud.
And I'm sick of it. You know, and this Harden deal, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It wasn't even a wash. It was a waste.
It was garbage. Well, he screwed up the franchise for 2 years by making that deal. Hey, they had to get rid of Ben Simmons. I get that, but that's not the deal that was the best deal for the team.
Yeah, I want to ask you, how long is his contract? Morey's contract. How long do we have this?
He's got two more years at $12 million a year. He's stealing money. He ought to go to jail.
Stealing money.
He ought to be taken out.
Stealing money all the way.
Yeah.
Stealing money all the way. I can't.
Imagine that $12 million for that guy. Are you kidding me?
Garbage. Well, again, it's like we want to regress.
It's their money. It's their money, but it's
ownership.
Just,
it's the ownership. You know, it's this guy.
It's the worst ownership in my lifetime.
Terrible.
In Philadelphia.
Terrible.
Yep.
Terrible. Yep. About the Eagles, I feel really confident. Tomorrow, I think our defense. If we run the ball, we mix it up, and our defense comes to play, which I know they're going to come to play. I think. A crowd's going to be a lot of it. It's going to be a tough game. I don't think it's a cakewalk, but I think that, we can get it done. I mean, I think A.J. Brown is going to have, even though I know he might be double-teamed, I think he's just a phenomenal receiver.
He is. But they have, I mean, Devontae Smith's not chopped liver either, you know.
Oh, I know. Okay. I know. And, you know, what do you think about Jones too, about him. I mean, I know he's a nice guy. You know,
Julio Jones.
Yeah.
He's okay. He's nice to have. He's better than.
Yeah.
Well, remember Quez Watkins is hurt. Yeah. So no, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. And I think Bayard's going to come up and do a little better. I mean, tighten up that secondary too. So I'm really looking forward to the game.
I mean, why is this game? What has made this game, like, big for you? What is it?
Well, I was there in that freezing cold in 81. And, you know, that win was, like, unbelievable. I was in the military, and I remember the tickets were, like, really, but it was an unbelievable feeling. And I've always hated Dallas, even throughout my service to the country and traveling all over the place, I always had a distaste for those cockroaches. But the game that I want to really talk about that really drew me into effect was Andy Freed's first year, the Pickle Juice game. Do you remember that?
And one in Dallas. It was the opening game of the season, right?
Yeah. And they won 41-14. And the ironic part of that game was Randall Cunningham was the quarterback. It was in 2000. And that's an unforgettable game for me.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the call, Al. Thanks. Yeah, I remember the game. Steve, the pickle juice game. Yeah, they identified it because it was hot, pickle juice, so they didn't dehydrate. Steve, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I was listening to you. I agree with a lot of the things you said about Daryl Morey. He did have to clean up his own mess, but I'm more optimistic about this team than I've been in the last few years. And I, like
Why?
You, thought we... Because, I mean, I think Obrey is a really, really good signing. I like the fact that Tobias Harris is now a number three instead of a number four. This guy's been a 50%
Tobias
shooter
Harris
his whole
is
career.
Just a guy. He's just a guy.
He's a good
player. Won't hurt
He's
you.
He's a good, solid player.
Well, he won't hurt you. He's not going to win things for you. So,
but you know what? I mean, he's a good, solid number three.
Yeah, but they're,
I mean,
they're no different than they were before. They're no different.
No, I disagree
different.
With that. I mean, we got a better bench. And the thing, we got a much better bench with this team now, I think. We don't have Tucker anymore scoring no points for us. Uh-huh. So we got a fifth guy who can actually score. I like Melton in the starting lineup. Okay. Give Paul, B-ball Paul a little bit more time because per minute he's a better rebounder than Embiid. He is. Gives Embiid a little bit more time to roam outside like he likes to when Paul's in the game. And I'll tell you what, they easily could have beat Milwaukee game one, and Milwaukee's not looking too good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Milwaukee won last night, didn't they? I think the Knicks are a good team. Well, they lost to Toronto.
Yeah, the Knicks are all right.
I'll tell you what, the Knicks are going to give the Sixers a run, too.
They might give them a run.
Sixers are a second round exit again. I hate to break the news.
Maybe. That could be true. But you know what? We're going to see during the year. I got them over 47.5. Look,
47.5
is
nothing. Like, what's 47.5? The NBA during the regular season is a joke. It's a total. It's a wasted product.
If they get 48 wins, I cash a ticket. That's what it means.
Oh, okay, good. All right, that's good. That doesn't mean they're good. Yeah.
I'm not saying they're.
What about the Eagles?
The Eagles. I think the Dallas is a desperate team. They're coming in 6-2. We win this game, we're basically ahead of them by 3 games because we'll be ahead of them by 2. Plus, we're not losing to the Giants, so we'll be 5-1 minimum in the division, and that's the second. The second thing that decides the division. This is a desperate team coming in, so I think it's going to be a really, really tight ball game. I like our chances to win, but this is going to be a sweater, I think, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it could be close. All right, what's your best Dallas moment? Eagles-Dallas
My bet is the game when T.O. Was crying at the end of it about Romo being his quarterback when it was winner-take-all in that game and we destroyed the Cowboys in Philly.
Okay. All right, you got it. All right. Thanks, Steve. All right. Let's go on to the Cowboys fan. Let's waste our time here. All right. All right, Trey. You're from Deptford, right?
Yeah, I'm from South Jersey.
Okay, South Jersey. All right. Have you ever been to Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, what, once?
Yeah, but what, this America, right? This ain't Bangladesh, right? You can like who you like, right?
Oh yeah, that's fine. Okay, you
right.
can like
should you, should you only should you only watch actors that are from Philadelphia or only that, listen, that, listen
that
to musicians?
That is apples and oranges, you moron.
Yeah.
Have you been to Dallas? Yeah, you've been to Dallas once, right? Once.
Okay, so that
how did you become a Dallas Cowboy fan? You're from this area. How did you become a Cowboy?
As a little kid, I was little, like in the 80s, they stunk. They were bums. My parents didn't have no money. We were at the flea market. My dad bought me a Cowboys jacket probably for $1 or whatever from the Berlin Mart. Might have been 5 years old. That's why I was a Cowboys fan. And they were bums.
Okay. Who the Cowboys, you said they sucked? Is that what you said?
They sucked when I first started watching.
Oh,
they were bums in the 80s.
Good. You still have that Cowboys jacket?
No, I don't. But I want to come at you. You call Jerry Jones a fraud, right? Most valuable franchise in the world. That's a loser, like you said, right?
That's because idiots like you made him big.
Okay, but then when
Jerry Jones was a millionaire before,
I understand that the loyal thing, but like when you just
because he makes money. Hey, listen, Josh Harris is a billionaire. Does that mean he's good? Does that mean he knows what he's doing?
As a man, sometimes it's okay for you to admit when you're wrong. You know,
Jerry Jones is a very nice man. But he's run the franchise into being just another franchise.
Just the most valuable franchise in the world.
That doesn't mean that. So what? So what?
So when you played that Wilbur Montgomery cut, is that when you had your Cowboys gear on the sideline? You want to call somebody?
No, it was after that. It was, and I did it for Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, because you're a fraud.
Wasn't on the sidelines, you moron! I kicked field goals to piss. I trolled people before trolling was a thing.
My favorite Eagles-Dallas moment is when McNabb came out in the playoff game and jumped on the plexiglass before the game, and we beat the brakes off Eagles like we always do.
Okay.
Because you're always at the little kid table. You won one Super Bowl.
Trey, have a great weekend, you dope. 215-592. That's what happens when you deal with Cowboys fans. There's no rhyme or reason. His father bought him a Cowboy because he got it for $1. It's because they were... Because the Cowboys, I don't even want to get into it. These people. These people are complete stone-cold idiots. Oh, boy. All right. We're at the Borgata. You know what? Before we – I'm going to play a good play from Donovan McNabb. In 2004, scrambled around as the Cowboys, like little children, were trying to run around catching him behind the line of scrimmage. Ben, let's play that McNabb scramble play from 2004.
Back goes McNabb. He steps up. He's being rushed. He gets away from one man. Dashes to the outside. Still rolling. Comes back to the near side. A la Randall Cunningham against Buffalo. Pumping. Loading up. He is firing it deep. And it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Down at the 15. Freddie Mitchell.
Yeah, they're running around like little kids as Cowboys. They couldn't get him. They couldn't get him. I'm Howard Eskin at the Borgata, the fabulous, sensational Borgata. We'll get back to the phones. And James Harden made one of the most pathetic, stupid, asinine comments that a player could make. And he made it, and we all know he's a loser. I'm Howard Eskin here at the Sportsbook. At the Borgata, WIP, and the time now is 8:38. Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on all the action at Borgata's Poker Room, which is actually right across from us here, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting. You're only miles away from your happy place. Let me tell you what else is happening today. Michael Simon, the famous chef, who has a restaurant here, Angeline, excellent restaurant, has a book signing this afternoon from 3 to 4. So that's going on. So they, there's all kinds of things happening here. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. Here's the website, theborgata.com, for more details.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WIP. Howard Eskin here on a wonderful Saturday morning. Actually, we're going to have a nice weekend this weekend, which weather-wise, boy, that's a really good thing, actually. It is a really good thing. It's nice when we're out there at a game and everything's just ready for people to have a good time. All right, let's go to Rob. Wait a minute, I gotta bring you up, Rob. I'm sorry, Rob. You're on WIP.
What's up, King? How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, listen, I got a suggestion for you. These Dallas fans, make them wait the last 15 minutes of the show before they can come on. They shouldn't come on before qualified Eagles fans. That's just, I don't think they do that in Dallas for us. So, you know.
Well. Whatever. It's just, I'll figure that out.
And also, I wanted to ask you, before I give you my Eagles moment, why is it that in Philadelphia we're underplaying the Bryce Harper and the Fantastic Four collapse, but we're still talking about Hurts with that fumble in the Super Bowl last year? I mean, those guys choked like dogs, Howard, you know?
You know, I don't think they choked.
They choke like dogs.
No, I don't think they choked. I think what they are is what they are. And they're a good team. I'm telling you, next year, they're going to fix this. They got to get speed. They have speed, but they don't utilize it. You got to change the lineup. You got to put speed at the top. You can't just live on the home run. The Texas Rangers are a mixture of power and hitters. They knock in, they hit balls in the gap, they knock in men who are on base. The Phillies are, you can give me all the numbers you want, they're not good at all with men on base. They live on the home run, and it gets tougher when you go deeper in the playoffs. They've got to change that, and I think they will. But that's they didn't choke. They're just their home run hitters. That changes when you get deeper into the playoffs.
They choked. Now, like I mean, that. Come on, one for what? When was it? 1 for 22?
Well, whatever it was, it wasn't good. How's that?
If that had been Hurts, we're still hearing about that fumble in the Super Bowl. But these guys got a big pass. I mean, they got a pass so big you could put it in your pocket. Come on, man. These guys. That was the worst choke job I ever saw. That was worse.
Let's see. I don't call it a choke. That's the whole thing. I don't call it a choke.
That was worse than the choke job that Vermeil and the Eagles did in the Super Bowl against Oakland. That was a choke job. You know, you get tired of Philadelphia seeing these choke jobs.
Sometimes you're just not good enough, and you're not better than the other team. And Arizona plays the way baseball used to be played, and it still can be played that way and be really good.
The thing is that I was listening to Joe Giglio and those guys. Oh, he wanted to play Houston or Texas in the world after those two wins against Arizona. They can still play.
Well, they overreacted. They overreacted.
We can still play Houston. How about a challenge them to a third place World Series? We can play Houston and get revenge.
Right. The Phillies, we've moved on. Actually, really, we've moved on to the Cowboys week. Mike,
you know what happened?
Mike, you're on Mike.
You know what?
Mike, you're on WIP. You're on with me now, Mike. Okay. He wasn't ready. All right. Loser time. Captain Cowboy. Hey, loser. What's happening?
King of the buffoons and idiots. First off, let me enlighten you because I need your nitwit.
Oh yeah, can you enlighten?
Yeah, I'm going to enlighten you.
Thanks.
The term America's team, ironically, which I love the most, came in the city of Philadelphia. It was from here that we got that name.
I know, Steve Zabel, NFL Films. But actually it was in New Jersey.
Because every team he went to in the country had Cowboy fans in it. That's why we're America's team.
Great.
It's not a fraud. It's not me.
I'm happy
so
for
if you.
You
knew that, so why did you come on the air and tell that lie?
I don't know
how they got that name. Huh?
I know that.
So why did you say you didn't know?
I know. Okay. Why did everybody grasp it? Why did everybody grasp that name?
And you don't want to know why?
Why?
Jealousy and envy. Who's been on Sunday Night Football more than anybody? Cowboys. Who's been on Monday Night Football more than anybody? Cowboys. We are America's team. Like the young man told you earlier, we're the most valuable. And I will give the Eagles their props. You know the entire division is in the top 10 of most valuable NFL teams? You guys are last. But still, the entire division is in there. It's beautiful.
I don't think they're last.
Oh, yeah, they are. The Redskins, the Commanders cost more than you, are worth more than you.
Well, yeah, but that's because Josh Harris has an ego and he wanted to buy it. He overpaid for a team. So that's all right.
I'm glad the gentleman just brought up Jalen Hurts choking in the Super Bowl and turning the ball over because he's a turnover machine, which, by the way, he has 8 interceptions and 3 fumbles. That's 11 turnovers. He's a turnover machine.
Okay.
You see that?
Turnover machine. You got math. Okay. So
I got real good math. Know what other math I got? Yeah. 1 to 5. You get that? Yeah, okay. I got a little something for you.
Here's some math. When's the last time? Give me the years the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl. Give me that.
Yeah, I'm going to help you out with just that thing. I was just about to get into that. You guys brag about it's been 28 years. Let me help you out with that. 28 years ago, you guys were 5 Super Bowls back. Here we are 28 years later. You're 4 Super Bowls back. That's pathetic.
No. You're living in the past.
28 years.
Hey,
in 28 years. Your team still ain't caught us.
You're
in
living in
years,
the past.
Your team, I am. You know, I'm living in the future. In 28 years.
In the future? That's the past.
I'm telling you.
Do you know the difference between future and past? You know what?
This?
Cowboys fans are
present.
Stupid. You can't help stupid. You can't teach stupid because you're just stupid. How's that?
28 years and you ain't caught us yet. And my moment is when, God forbid, you know, I'm a Miami Hurricane fan. I don't know how you became one. But Jerome Brown had passed. And the Eagles did the bringing home for Jerome. Well, they came to Dallas in the playoffs with that when most of the Cowboys had played with Jerome Brown, and we slaughtered the Eagles in the playoffs. We brought it home for Jerome. We won the Super Bowl, Eagles.
A network.
Okay? And you're a fraud. You're a Cowboy fan.
Answer this question for me. Tell me if this sounds like I'm hanging up on you. How's that? How's that for a question? dope. Steve, you're on WIP.
Yeah, as far as Daryl Morey and Harden, you know, I think there's two sides to that. You know, Harden walked into something that he obviously found out he didn't want. And, you know,
wait a minute. Morey, if James Harden didn't want to play with the Sixers, he should not have opted in to – he's the one that opted into the contract – because he knew there was no other idiots out there that would pay him $36 million a year. That's the reason.
I agree with him.
Okay, so stop with his whining. He's a whiner.
No, I'm saying on Daryl Morey's end, you know, he should have thought Harden before he walked into that, knowing Daryl Morey.
He couldn't have. It was a player option.
All
the
right,
player
it
had
option.
The yes, it was a player option. Where have you been?
All right, I got it.
Yeah, all right. So the player made the decision. The team could do nothing about it.
What I'm saying is, once he was in there, then you got to deal with Morey. Morey, you obviously can't trust.
Apparently, James Harden can't. Daryl Morey is a fraud as a guy that's running a basketball franchise. He's never won anything.
And we know that. Everyone knows that now. As far as the Eagles, I think they're in trouble. I'm going with Dallas for the win.
Really?
It's not that I want Dallas. I want the Eagles to win.
Why do you think Dallas is going to win?
Because their offense is putting points on the board. I haven't seen them, but that's number one. And the mistakes the Eagles are making, 2 fumbles, 11 turnovers.
Yeah, the turnovers have got to stop. If the Eagles don't turn the ball over in a game, they'll never lose.
They can win this game, but it's going to take a miracle.
It's going to take no turnovers is what it's going to take.
Yes. But, you know, their play hasn't been
What's fabulous. Your best Eagles-Dallas moment?
I'm gonna give you that, but I want to ask you 2 questions after that. Jerry Jones acquiring the Dallas Cowboys for the benefit of the Eagles, look what it's turned into. You know, it used to be Super Bowl champions. It's no longer.
Your questions. I don't know what that moment means. Ask your questions quickly.
Oh, how you holding up with Taylor Swift and a boyfriend?
What's that?
I said, how are you holding up with Taylor Swift and her boyfriend?
I'm over that. I'm a Swifty, but I ignore all the nonsense with her and Travis Kelce.
Get off there. What are the odds of me and you getting together, sit down for a beer and talking sports 1-on-1?
Well, you got to sharpen up your skills a little bit before we do that. Have a nice weekend. 215-592. You know what? I'm not a beer drinker, so it'd have to be something else. But that's all right. I mean, people that are beer drinkers, hey, and there's some really great beers out there. You can get great beer at McGurk's. When you win that $100 gift certificate, but you got to come up with better moments, all right? We come back. I want to play this James Harden comment that shows you what a loser, LOSER, capital letters, loser, James Harden is. I think Daryl Morey hugged him when he came here. Hugged him. Great. I'm so excited for that. We're at the Borgata at this fabulous, sensational. You can relax here in the sports book. Nice. It's nice. The time now, and we'll come back. And you got it. If you haven't heard it already, you're going to hear it now, or you're going to hear it when we come back. James Harden and more moments. The question today, the best Eagles-Dallas moment and why? Why? Why is that your best moment? It's not when Jerry Jones bought the team. That doesn't work. Time now is 8:56. Hey, if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business, and you're looking for a point-of-sale system, one that can truly make a difference, you got to call PDQ. That's PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty, and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS, not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, they'll save you effort and money, so you can focus on what really matters, and that would be your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo business consultation today. I'm telling you, they will amaze you. PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. There's certain Stone songs that I really do like. That would be one of them. Saturday morning, hour number two. Eagles weekend, Eagles week. It'll be another Eagles month. They play them again. Those stinking, lousy Cowboys. Really trying to find out what it means to you. And the concern that you might have. And the question today for the McGurk's $100 gift certificate. Great place that you can watch games there, eat terrific food, great atmosphere. They're located in Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. And it's a simple question, but there's a lot of good answers. Best Eagles Dallas moment and why? Not just the moment. Why? What was it that moment and why that moment meant something to you? All right, before we get back to the phones, James Harden wasted 2 years for the 76ers. Daryl Morey wasted 2 years because he had a man crush on James Harden and didn't make a trade that would have been better for Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield, but that's because he was just locked in. He's not very good either. But wasted 2 years, and then it ended terribly. But Daryl Morey will tell you they still are a contender for a championship. Yeah, so are the Washington Wizards, okay, if that's the case. They have as much chance as the Washington Wizards. And the Wizards have no chance, and the Sixers have no chance of winning a championship. All right. But James Harden kind of screwed things up for a little while here. So, and he finally spoke after the trade in L.A. and took another shot at the Sixers and actually took a shot at the former coach. Listen to James Harden. I'm not a system. I'm not a system player. I am a system. He was on a leash with the Sixers. Handled the ball every time down the court. What kind of leash was he on? That's why he had all those assists. I mean, he scored a lot of points and done a lot of things in the NBA, but he's never won. Those kind of guys are dime a dozen. It's just, but to make that comment, if Glenn Rivers ever came out and told the truth, and at some point he may, that should be my next mission, to get Rivers to tell the truth and how much of a pain in the ass James Harden was. James Harden got him fired. How about that a dynamic? James Harden is the one that went in and got Rivers fired. I'm not sure they would have fired him otherwise. But he got him fired. He put the nail in the coffin. He got him fired, and then he wants out, and then he's gone. What an organization. It's just James Harden's a loser. And just to allow all that stuff to happen is a disgrace. It was a disgrace, an absolute disgrace. Mike, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you, buddy?
Never had a bad day in my life, Mike. It's another day in paradise. Yeah, another day
in paradise. Well, then I'm going to give you another analogy you're going to tell me. I'm scared. I'm concerned. You asked me about I'm being concerned about this game. I'm going to tell you
why. Okay, good.
But I'm not scared because I have two dogs. All right, so I'm covered to death.
Okay, that's good. It's good that you have dogs. Hey, listen, if you need any more dogs, I make donations to Brandywine Valley SPCA and Provident Animal Center. So if you need any more dogs, they're out there
I
for
you. I do that, and I will. That's what I love contributing to that kind of donations because, you know. And
yeah, well, that's what I – on my website, I pick games and the money that people pay for the games.
Really?
And it's not that much. Yeah, howardeskin.com. And I post it on Twitter and Facebook. But I make donations to Brandywine and Brandywine Valley SPCA and Provident Animal Center. Yeah, it's not for me. It's a minimal donation.
I'm going to check that website out. Didn't know you had that.
Yeah,
I called you once 20 years ago, buddy. This is the last time I talked to you.
Okay, well, I'm glad you called back.
Yeah, so my concern is across the middle, Dak is Dak, so hopefully at the end of the game we'll get picked off and we'll win. But
I guarantee at least one interception.
Yeah. Well, I hope it when it counts because I'm a fear of CeeDee Lamb just crushing the middle of the field. Howard, Sam Howell last week, how many yards did he have? 400?
Yeah, you know, it was a product of the game. Here's what the
I
NFL does.
Right.
Here's what the NFL, and all leagues do this now. All leagues do this. They don't want teams to separate themselves, so they try to schedule games close to one another. The Washington Commanders or Commandos or whatever the hell they're called, that game was within, 3 weeks? It's a revenge game, and it was right before the Dallas game. They can say that they mentally prepare for games. They weren't mentally prepared for the game. That's why Denver beat Kansas City. They played them twice within 3 weeks. Remember that last week Denver beat Kansas City? The Flyers in Buffalo. Last night the Flyers beat Buffalo after Buffalo smoked them here. Because they schedule the game within a few days. That's what leagues want to do. They know the little trick now is to schedule them close to one another so teams don't win all the time against teams that may not be as good. It's crazy, but that's – so
it's
I kind of
like,
throw
– It seems like a common denominator across the middle that
yeah,
we have.
And, they allow out Sam Howell, that quick passing game. They've got to do something to stop that. But I think they'll change the coverage. They'll press a little bit more. I don't think that's going to happen again. And I think they'll confuse Dak Prescott as they do most times.
Okay. Well, I feel better now.
Okay.
Got a great moment. Dallas.
Go ahead.
Eagles, 4th-and-1. Boy, I was in the stands. And when I'm telling you, when they failed the first time, it was nuts, and Howard, it felt like it didn't – it got more loud when they tried to get it and failed because we've seen it coming.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do for you, Mike. I played that that play-by-play at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to play it for you again, and it'll make you feel good. All right, listen to the radio. All right, Ben, if you can pop that up there, let's go with that. Barry Switzer being as dopey a coach as he was – on his own 29-yard line late in the game. It was just stupid. But here, let's roll it.
Eagles completed it. They stop the Cowboys here. They give it to Smith. He doesn't make it. And stop him. The Eagles take over on down. The Eagles take over on down. The referees are talking. We've got the problem.
They're going to call the 2-minute warning. They're going to say it was no play. Eagles stop them once. Can they stop them again?
Yeah, it was amazing. And John Madden on the national broadcast said that play was run before the 2-minute warning came. So they threw the Cowboys a bone. Of course, they have to take care of Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. They threw the Cowboys a bone, and the bone was still laying there because they still couldn't do it. Yeah, that was a great play. Jeff, you're on WIP. Jeff.
I called because when I turned on the station, I heard that knucklehead Cowboys fan who is obviously oblivious and is living in the past. You know, the thing about the Eagles, and he was talking about our quarterback, Jalen Hurts, fumbling in the Super Bowl. But correct me if I'm wrong. Dak Prescott's been in the league a little bit more than Jalen Hurts. Am I right?
Yeah, he's been in more than Jalen Hurts for sure. I don't know how many more years, but clearly more.
And he's never been to a championship game. Am I right?
Correct.
Which means he's never been to a Super Bowl to even fumble a football. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So for all you Cowboys fans who want to call up the Philadelphia radio stations and talk about your Cowboys, well, let's talk about recent history. Because even when he talks about you guys only have one Super Bowl. No, we have two world championships. We have two world championships. The other one was played in 1960, just before they named it the Super Bowl. So stop all the – you want to go back in history. You haven't been there in 27 years.
Well, and that's the point. You know, they always roll back the cut. You know, I would say probably at least 50% of the Cowboys fans never were born. They weren't even born when the Cowboys won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Like, stop it with all the – no, the Eagles have it – the only way the Eagles will lose this game is if they turn the football over.
Yeah, well, they can't turn the ball over. Yeah.
The Eagles win by at least 10 points. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I don't know about double digits.
I believe if they don't turn the football over, Howard, the Cowboys have the same defense they had last year. They're no different from what they were last year. And the Eagles push them around. The Eagles are going to do the same thing. They're going to run the football on Dallas. I think it's going to be a competitive game and when we get into the fourth quarter. But I think in the fourth quarter, the Eagles separate themselves.
All right.
And my most famous moment was in 1979 when Dick Vermeil, a Monday night football game, the Eagles hadn't beaten the Cowboys in like five or six games, and the Eagles upset them on Monday night football.
I think they won by 10 points. And they were a 10-point underdog and won by 10 points.
They did.
Yeah.
I think Wilbur Montgomery had over 100 yards rushing. He scored like the winning touchdown. And they went on to kick another field goal. The Eagles beat them. And that's what actually propelled the Eagles to go on and be dominant after that when Vermeil came in and really.
Yeah, and they went to the Super Bowl the next year. Yep.
Exactly.
All right.
Thanks,
hey,
Howard.
Jeff. All right. Have Appreciate a great it. All right. You got it. Have a great day. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem.
And happy Dallas Sucks weekend, one of two. Trying to
sucks weekend.
My goodness, man. Just trying to put these scumbags back where they belong. Look,
the Dallas Cowboys fans are the worst, the absolute worst, worst people
probably,
in America.
I've probably seen it the worst on social media this year than ever because all they want to do is run their mouths and make the same old stupid argument. This is what it really comes down to. Our defensive line is healthier this week. Dak is not going to have time to throw the ball, plain and simple. So we're going to be able to lock up that middle of the field and stop CeeDee Lamb from doing all that dumb stuff that he was doing last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, look, on the other side, their secondary is atrocious. They're talking all this Deron Bland crap from quarterbacks that stare down their number one target, which Jalen doesn't do. So all we got to do is make a few passes over the middle or down the field a little bit and open them up, and then it's Swift game. It's just all Swift game the rest of the time and grind them into the ground. Real simple. Eagles win by seven.
Can't turn the ball over. At seven's legitimate. Yeah, double digits is really, but seven's legitimate.
Eagles win by seven. It's really, really simple.
All right, do you have a Eagles-Dallas moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, really simple for me. 2007, December 16th, Brian Westbrook downs it on the one-yard line. Look, it's one of the most heads-up plays I've ever seen. Now Andy does it all the time and people act like, he's never done it before. I'm like, boys, have you watched football in the last 20 years? Like, Andy's been doing that for a while. And
And the reason is he's without going in the end zone because then Dallas couldn't get the ball back.
Exactly. There's just over a minute left. Sure, we go up by 10 or whatever, but it ices the game 100%. And to do it against the Cowboys, I flipped the couch over. I freaked out. It was fantastic.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, Greg. Have a great day. Let's go to Barry. You're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's another day in paradise.
Real quick question.
Yeah.
With the Sixers trade, all the cap space they're trying to free up, what free agent do you think they're going to target?
Oh, I have no idea. Because you don't know who's going to be a free agent after this season. I don't know. You know, I don't know how many people – players just go for the money. So if they get the money, they'll get the money. But I don't know how many people really want to come to the Sixers. You know, it's just – I don't know how many but, again, it's all about the money. But they'll have cash, but I don't know who's going to be available. I have no clue.
Oh, okay. My favorite Cowboys moment is when Deuce Staley rushed for almost 200 yards.
When was that?
I forgot what year it was.
In a game, obviously the Eagles had to win that game.
Yeah, they won. It was against Dallas. I think it was Andy Reid's first or second year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but Deuce went crazy. So that's my moment.
You're in. All right. There are moments that people haven't mentioned yet, and we've got the play-by-play audio, which I do want to play. The fourth and one was iconic. I mean, I've been there for a lot of games, and not always on the road, but the fourth and one was at the Vet, and I was there, and I'm saying, what's he? I said, what is Barry Switzer doing? Why is he going for it? Barry Switzer, what a dope. You think Mike McCarthy is a dope? Barry Switzer. Cowboys have had some real dopes as head coach. Real dopes. And that's where, since Jimmy Johnson, I don't think they've had a coach that's any good. I don't think they, matter of fact, I know they haven't had a coach that's any good. All right, we'll play some of those when we come back. Took more years. What makes this game so big for Eagles fans, other than hating Cowboys fans? 215-592-9494. What a wonderful, wonderful weekend that we have coming up. The time now here at the Borgata Sportsbook, obviously at the most fabulous, sensational hotel casino easily on the East Coast, the Borgata. The time now is 9:19, and here's what's happening at Borgata. A lot of action at Borgata's Poker Room, which is right across from the sportsbook here. Great cards, lucky seats, high hands, bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Michael Simon, the famous chef, has a restaurant here, Angeline. He will have a book signing this afternoon between 3 and 4. If you're a Michael Simon fan, and I know most people out there know who Michael is, because we all love food. So there's a book signing. Excitement is waiting only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino that's filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa does not stop. Start planning your getaway. You can do it. You can do it today. You can do it anytime you want. Here's the website to go to, theborgata.com, for more details. 94 WIP. Mark Lawrence will join us at about 9:40, and we'll take a look at the college and pro football. Pro football card's a little thin. There's buys again this week. There weren't buys last week, but we'll take a look at all that when we come back. And I'll have some more of the moments that made Eagles-Cowboys so good for Eagles fans. All right, let's go to Brian. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing?
Another day in paradise, Brian.
Great. I got a great story for you about the Eagles in Dallas.
Sure.
In 1966, my dad had season tickets for the Eagles down at Franklin Field.
Yep.
And he took me to the Eagles Dallas game, and it was the game that it was Norm Snead against Don Meredith, and the only touchdowns that the Eagles scored, I don't remember if it was two punt returns and one kickoff return or vice versa, but yep. It was Aaron Martin and Timmy Brown. But the best part of the game was at the end when Dallas was driving for the winning score. Meredith threw a pass across the field to Bob Hayes, and Joe Scarpatti stole it from him and saved the game for the Eagles.
I remember Joe Scarpatti. You know, I saw the other night, Thursday night, the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame had their induction ceremonies. I was inducted last year, but it was the night of an Eagles game in Houston, and I couldn't go. So I went this year, and I didn't, went there. And there was a lot of people there, and there was new inductees and all that. But Bill Bradley was there. And I don't, you remember Bill Bradley?
Oh, he was one of my favorites. I read a book all about him when I was in junior high school.
Yeah, he was a defensive back for the Eagles in that era as well.
I loved Bill Bradley. I was thinking of the basketball player.
Bill Bradley was a basketball player, but Bill Bradley, who was a defensive back for the Eagles. A fun guy, great guy. Yeah, so he was there. He was there the other night to bring back some of the past. Yeah, what a great guy. A nice player too. Yeah, but I remember Scarpatti. I remember Bill Brad. Yeah, I remember those guys.
But do you remember that the returns, for the touchdowns?
No, you know what? I don't remember all of them. I remember there's one game, Timmy Brown, I think, returned two kickoffs.
Yeah, that's the game. That's
right?
That's the one. Yeah, yeah.
It was Timmy Brown. It wasn't Scarpatti. Did you mention Timmy
Brown?
No.
I said Timmy Brown returned two kickoffs, and Aaron Martin returned a punt.
Okay. I remember Timmy Brown. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember
that's
Timmy
how they
Brown.
Scored.
Yep. All right. So that was your moment then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The whole game. Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks for the call, Brian. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King.
Yep. Morning.
Now, before I commence, just want to say, King, it's your world. I'm just passing through.
Okay, well, I hope you're having a good trip through it.
I am.
All right, that's
now,
good.
Now, my Cowboys-Eagle, it goes back to 1989.
Yep.
With the Bounty Ball.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson went nuts. If we can find that, Ben, if we can find that audio, Jimmy Johnson ripping Buddy Ryan on the Bounty Bowl, he went nuts.
Yes. Now, the Cowboys, they'll never win a Super Bowl. It's, you have the owner, the coach, and the quarterback. But the owner, he is not a football man.
Well, he is a football man because he played football in college.
Well,
he is a football.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but as far as like the team, it's like a toy for him.
Well, yeah, it's a moneymaker. Yeah, he wants to win. He's a nice guy, but he does. He's just too impulsive. He's just too impulsive. And, hey, what's your best moment? We know Jerry Jones. What's your best moment? Eagles Dallas.
Well, the best moment was. Because in the Bounty Bowl, they actually did knock out the kicker.
Yeah, Zendejas. Yeah, I know. I remember that. All right. Jimmy Johnson went off after that game. And we've got the audio of Jimmy Johnson, who couldn't stand Buddy. There's a lot of people that Buddy Ryan turned off. But Buddy Ryan actually wasn't a bad guy, but he was a terrible head coach. May he rest in peace. But let's hear Jimmy Johnson. Buddy doesn't care. He didn't care. He just didn't care. Let's go to, who's that, Audrey? Audrey, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, Audrey. How are you?
Good. I think the Eagles are going to run the ball down our throats tomorrow, Howard. I think they run the ball more than they throw it. I think they're going to run it right at number 11. They can't stop the run. And that's how I see the game going. I think it's going to be closer than people think. I think the Eagles will win the time of possession, hold it. I don't think AJ extends his streak because they will, my opinion, they will run the ball a lot. And, you know, unless he takes a slant and goes all the way on it and stuff, maybe he'll have a chance. But I just see them running the ball a
so
whole
you
lot.
Have no, you have no fear that the Eagles are going to win this game?
No, I don't fear. I don't fear that. No.
Okay. Do you have a Eagles-Dallas moment?
Yeah, I do. It's the fake Spike Howard when he faked it and he ruined the end zone.
Was that Buddy Ryan?
Yeah, I believe it was Buddy Ryan. But that's something Buddy Ryan would do.
Real quick,
Howard, can I give a shout-out to my buddy Jim? I know he's a long-time listener and stuff like that. I know he's listening to you right now. I just want to say shout-out to my buddy Jim.
Okay.
I miss him.
All right, Howard, have a great day.
Thanks.
All right, you too. All right, I have a moment because I was standing, it was towards the end of the game, was in the back of the end zone, working TV, getting ready to do the interviews that we do on the field. And it was an unbelievable moment for Eagles fans. And I remind Troy Aikman every time I see him. All right, let's hear it.
Aikman is back. He is looking. He throws into the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted! Coming up with the interception, running along the far sideline, cutting to the center of the field. Eagles have the football. Troy Vinson. Vinson running down the sideline. He's at the 30, the 25, 20, the 15, 10. The Eagles win. The Eagles win. The Eagles win.
It was a lateral during the play. I forget. I think it was a linebacker. Was it William Thomason intercepted the ball? But it was a linebacker that I believe intercepted it. And then he lateraled it off, and then Troy Vincent ran it down the field. And that would have won the game for the Cowboys. It was close to the last 2 minutes. It was it was really an incredible moment. Like I said, every time I see Troy Aikman, I kind of remind him of that play. All right, let's go to John. Out in Villanova. What's going on, John?
Hey, Howard. Good to talk to you.
All right. I know that.
Cowboy Week's always fun, but I got to say, Jack Britt speaks a lot of truth. I think the Cowboys are irrelevant, and I think they want to be us now after years of us wanting to be them. And
they're not irrelevant. They're not irrelevant because they're the only other good team in the division.
That's true. But
so they're not irrelevant.
I think we're going to – if we run the ball and control the line of scrimmage, I think we make – and we make them one-dimensional because Pollard doesn't seem to have his stuff anymore. I think we can win handily against these guys and maybe beat them twice. So, but come playoff time, Dak Prescott's going to be just like your beef. Good regular season stats and nothing in the playoffs.
That is correct. He is not a he's really not a winner. I mean, he's a nice quarterback, but he's not a winner.
Yep.
I agree. All right, do you have a moment, John, at Dallas Eagles moment to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's?
I'll say Dick Vermeil's pregame speech at 79 prior to the Monday night game when he said, "What's it?" And it's kind of pertinent a little bit right now. What's it going to take to beat the Cowboys? Just another 24 hours, baby. Go, Eagles.
There you go. All right, John. he's probably got a lot. Dick Vermeil obviously has a lot of memories of the Cowboys. The 80 playoff game was really big, too. We have Buddy's response to Jimmy Johnson. All right, before we go to a break, Ben, let's play that. Thank you. Well, let me just say this. Buddy Ryan was not half the coach, and he can say what he wants, and it was great for Eagles fans, and Buddy would have a lot of bluster. But he's not half the coach Jimmy Johnson was. I mean, that's fact. So we'll deal with that. All right, Mark Lawrence will join us, and we'll try to get a few more, people that come up with their best Eagles Cowboys moment. There really are some good ones, but we'll maybe have time to play one or two more of them when we come back. All right, Mark Lawrence will join us when we come back. Take a look at the weekend football. The time now here at the Borgata Sportsbook is 9:38. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, casino business, I keep on telling you, and you take advantage, and you're looking for a point of sale system that can truly make a difference, call PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-serve kiosk, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money so you can focus on what really matters, and that would be your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, I know Joe Flynn and his team really, really good, and they can take care of you. They'll create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule a free demo business consultation. You can do it today. PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. 94 WIP here at the Sportsbook at Borgata. People getting ready because there's a bunch of 12 o'clock games today, a lot of college football games. To talk about the college football and the pro football this weekend is Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
Just another day in paradise here at the Borgata, Mark. Nice. Just getting ready for Eagles, Dallas. I'll just say this, and I kind of know where you're going with the Dallas game. But if the Eagles lose this game, we got 2 weeks of anguish in this city because there's a bye week next week. It would be the worst 2 weeks of Eagles fans' lives if
oh,
they
boy.
Lose.
Oh boy.
So all right. So just bringing that up. Just kind of a thought. All right. Let's start with the college football. Who do you like today?
I'm going to look at the two teams that I think the noose is getting tighter and tighter on. It's that time of the year, college football, when these undefeated teams are on the road and favored in the month of November, and it gets pretty tight under the collar for these teams. The first is I'm going to fade Ohio State and use Rutgers and take the points against the Buckeyes. It's a Rutgers football team that I know is going to be bowling this year. They're a decent football team.
Yeah.
Greg Shannon's a really good double-digit dog in his career. And truth be known, Ohio State now number one in the college football playoff rankings. I've seen better Ohio State football teams that weren't ranked number one. I think it was more a jab at the Georgia schedule than anything else, but I think the Buckeyes might be a little too full of themselves going into this football game, and that could be a problem. Rutgers plus the points. I'm sorry.
Ohio State's kind of struggled a little bit at times offensively, too, and that's a big number to cover on the road.
They sure have, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Who else do you like?
The other guy, I'm going to fade Florida State and use the Pitt Panthers here. And while Pitt's not much, they're at least defensively sound, and Narduzzi's a good head coach, and I don't think he's going to want to get rubbed out or embarrassed by a Florida State football team who I think is a tad overrated personally. They've been winning football games by pushing margins and out late in the fourth quarter of football games. I don't know if it's a coach tendency to run up the spread. Not quite sure there yet, but I think this is a time here to fade Florida State laying doubles on the road against Pittsburgh. Give me the Pitt Panthers in that game as well.
You know what? When I look at – is there teams – you look at teams that have come off of big wins last week. Like Kansas came off a big win. That was Kansas that won late, right?
Yes, it was.
Do you kind of look to go against them this week, coming off that a big emotional win?
I think for sure you do, especially it being who it was, Oklahoma, and it's what was 16 years in a row they'd lost to them, and the fact that anybody that beats Oklahoma in the Big 12 generally tends to let down because they're the bear, the conference bear, Oklahoma. But you're using a team in Iowa State against Kansas today that's really on the come right now. They started out real slow, and they're playing some really good football right now. In fact, to the point where Iowa State's gone favorite against this football team here. I think Kansas is a solid play against today.
Yeah, it's just there's some teams. I don't know how Michigan can get up and keep on playing, knowing that head coach has got to either resign or get fired. And they're laying a lot of points. Now, I know Purdue is not that good this year. I'm just a question. You almost can never take Michigan now with the situation they're in, right?
I would be dubious. I mean, my goodness, you know, sooner or later they're going to come down on him and that program. You know, they're looking into it. It can't be, you know, the best of situations. And, you know, they do have Penn State up next. I'm sure it's a little bit more of an important game for Michigan than it is Purdue today, so.
Yeah, so that if you made a play and it's not a game that you want to play, you can't take Michigan. You'd have to go the other way if
you
did anything.
Purdue, yes.
Right. All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
I'm going to use a couple of dogs I think that are live that can win football games here against favorites in tenuous situations here. First, Seattle taking the points against Baltimore. The Seahawks won a football game last week that they perhaps shouldn't have won. They won the game in the final minute of the game on a turnover that turned to a touchdown. And they're playing with house money in this game against Baltimore in that sense. What I really like in the game is Lamar Jackson has been terrible in his career as a home favorite. And now he's home favorite here with Baltimore on a bit of a run here. I think Seattle plus the points can take Baltimore out and beat them on the straight up on the scoreboard.
And all right, who else do you like?
The guy's going to be Tampa Bay, who is playing a little bit better than their record shows that they are. You never know who you're going to get with Baker Mayfield, but sometimes he plays a decent football game. But it's more a play against Houston coming favored in a football game. And they proved last week that they shouldn't be favored when they went into Carolina and couldn't win the football game. Now they're laying points here for the second week in a row. And for what it's worth, Howard, they've laid points two times this year, Houston has, and they've lost both games straight up. I think it's 3-for-3 for Houston on Sunday.
All right. And now the line keeps on going up for the Cleveland Browns. And I know it's going up because Watson's going to play. But I think it's going up 2 or 3 points.
It's 10 now as we're speaking, right?
I see an 11 out there, too.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, it's just you can't take Arizona, but how do you even play that game laying 11 points?
Well, you don't. I think you take Arizona or you don't play the game. I don't think the Browns, first of all, are in any condition to be laying 11 points to anybody, you know, regardless of who the quarterback and situation is. It's an Arizona football team that maybe is getting worse than better since the season started when they surprise everybody. But you tend to find teams play down to their level. And when you're laying 11 points to a bad football team, you almost, like I say, play down to their level. Or I'd play Arizona plus the points in the game.
All right, the Eagles, Dallas, and Eagles are a 3-point favorite. Who do you like?
Well, you know I'm going to go to the Dallas Cowboys in the football game for the points, largely because it's the time of the year when I'm first and foremost looking for winning teams that are underdogs with reasons to come to play. One of the reasons I don't like Philadelphia here this week is the fact that their last game, they allowed season-high yardage to Washington, 472 yards. That was atypical for a Philadelphia defense that's been really pretty good. I think their secondary could be picked on by Dak Prescott. Now, we're both not big Dak Prescott fans, but if there's one thing Dak Prescott does well in his career, it's in-division games. He's really played well in division games. I'm going to play Dallas plus the points here.
All right, I'm going to ask you one more game because the Jets, how could you ever play the Jets? They can't score. But I don't know, is that the side on Monday night?
No, not to me it's not. I think the Chargers, they win a football game. First of all, you got the Jets coming in there in a 3-game win streak. I don't know if they got 4 in a row in them personally. And the Chargers win a football game last week. That puts them back in the playoff race. That's their fourth win in the football season here now. That win means nothing if they don't beat the Jets on Monday. I think they're the better football team, and the better team should win that football game.
All right. People have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777, or on the Internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, if the Eagles lose, this will be a horrible 2 weeks for Eagles fans. It just, I know that makes you feel really sad.
Well, you know, if they do lose, Howard, I'll be speaking to you. I know with a heavy heart next week for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, Mark, have a great weekend.
All right, be well. Thanks.
All right, take care. Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing. All right, let's see if we can get a couple of quick guesses in here. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right.
All right. What's your moment, Eagles-Dallas moment?
My Eagles-Dallas moment is definitely 2008, last game of the regular season. Win, go to the playoffs. Lose, go home. Brian Dawkins. Fumble on Marion Barber that Julio Hansen runs back for six. We just absolutely ran the score up on them. That's definitely probably one of my best Eagles-Dallas games I've ever watched in my life.
All right. Hey. Thanks, Steve. We have the audio of that too, don't we, Ben? We have the audio of that play? All right, let's play it.
It is first and 10, Cowboys outside the 10. Well, they were down there in that territory before and fumbled the football. First and 10, Romo back. He floats it out on the far side to Barber. Barber fumbles the football. It's stripped away. It's picked up. It's Hanson down the near sideline. 50. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Auxilio Hanson.
Yep, that was a big play. All right, Frank, you're the last one. Give me a moment.
All right, the year 2000. Andy Reid opening the season with an onside kick against the Dallas Cowboys, and they kicked their butt with Randall Cunningham at quarterback on the other side.
I actually remember that. All right, Frank, you're in the mix. We had a winner picked out, Ben. Ben Kenny back at the studio. We had a winner picked out. That fumble's pretty good, though, but I don't know that it overtakes. There were some great moments. Wilbert was a great moment, the touchdown. That was a great moment, the fumble. Troy Aikman interception, again, was a decider in a game. But we came up with what, Ben?
The fourth and one. They stopped him again.
Yeah,
it's hard to top that.
Yeah, they stopped him twice because the officials gave him another chance, stinking officials. That was Mike from where?
Mike from Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill, all right, Cherry Hill. And you'll enjoy McGurk's, Mike. You win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great place. You can watch the games there, eat great food, the atmosphere, it's all good. Three locations, Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. And congratulations, Mike. There were so many great moments, but it's a big game, a big game. 425 game. We'll be, obviously, WIP will be talking about it until the game and then the broadcast tomorrow. Merle, Mike, I'll be down on the sidelines trying to keep an eye on the officials, because you never know with those Cowboys. You never know. I'm obviously being a little sarcastic. All right, coming up, and here we had a double dipped here at the Borgata. Caleb Flieger, did I say that right? Caleb Flieger, new to our extravaganza here, and Mike Angelina is also here, and back at the studio is Ben Kenny. Thanks to everybody. And Mike Sielski and Glenn Macnow coming up next. Everybody have a great day, great weekend. And if the Eagles don't win, I dread the next 2 weeks. I dread the next 2 weeks. But have a great weekend. And thanks to the Borgata, as always terrific here. The time now is 9:56.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!